I am who I am today because I believe that Ramadan teaches people how to be thankful for what you have. Ramadan is supposed to teach people how to be appreciative because there's others out there that has nothing and are hopeless. It's hard waiting for iftar because you think about how others feel, but the only thing is that you're guaranteed to eat at the end of the day, but they're not. I believe in Ramadan is a great way to show appreciation for what you have because life could hit you hard in a matter of seconds and you could lose your house, cars, and many of your valuable belongings and could cause you to be living in the streets. But unfortunately, this happens to most of our individuals, which is hard to see. Ramadan allows us to feel the pain of those individuals who live in poverty and cannot afford the basic needs for a human being. It's always good to thank God for what you have because others could be crying to get it. Even things such as food, parents could be struggling to get so they could feed their children, which is very heartbreaking and emotional to think about. Ramadan is so you can have empathy and get in other people's perspective. It is very heartwarming when you see other people such as Muslims fasting because you can see the connection and you both will most likely relate about how hungry you are or about how thirsty you are. It's always heartwarming because you could both share your thoughts about Ramadan and what it could possibly mean to you and your intentions of doing it. Others might look at Ramadan as a month of suffering and a month of hell, which is absolutely incorrect. Ramadan is a month to be closer to Allah and get closer to your deen. This is one of Muslims' favorite months due to families coming together and getting closer and having delicious food. As I'm writing this, others around me are looking at me as if I was dying, but little do they know, I'm so excited to go home and see my pets and my family waiting for me to sit down and talk. I could imagine how good the food will be during iftar. I also can imagine how much effort my mom is putting in the food due to how good she always makes it. I could see the laughter in the joyness in my family's eyes after iftar.